today on Real Radio.
America, the only way America is going to recover, I told you on Sunday, is by revival among God's people. The answer is not in the State House or in the White House. The answer is in this house. If God's people will seek the Lord's face, then he'll begin to heal our land. It starts with us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 1, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days. In Government God's Way, Parts 1 and 2 from Isaiah chapter 2, we learned that when Jesus Christ physically returns in the second coming, he will establish his form of government and his form of justice. We also saw how the Jewish people are the most hated and most persecuted group of people on earth. But God, in all of his compassion towards Israel, will not forget her and has chosen Jerusalem as where he will establish his throne when he returns. And now in Isaiah chapter 3, we'll see how even though the Jewish nation at the time is divided and they're surrounded by their enemies, they go on as business as usual. Today on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that when people obey God and they desire his righteousness, in the end, it will be well for them. Keeping on the right path brings rewards, but Isaiah warns that when integrity becomes a rare thing, good leadership is also not to be found, and childish leaders will oppress the people and cause them to make bad choices, and in the end, it will not be well for them. And now continuing his lesson called So How's It Going? Part 1. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Because you know, no matter what happens, what happens if we have a 10.5 earthquake hit right now? Things would fall down. Things would fall down. Would it be a disaster? It'd be a disaster. Would people die? People would die. Well, what do we do? Well, you can't stop it, but you can prepare for it. And I'm not talking about strapping down your water heater. I'm talking about you having your heart right with God. So what if those 50,000-pound air conditioners fell right through the ceiling onto my head? You better know the Lord. Prepare. Be prepared. So how's it going? Listen, look at verse 4. In verses 4 through 9, we see when integrity becomes a rare thing. So I want you to think about this for a moment. We're talking about a nation and its history of nearly 3,000 years ago, and we're talking about God saying to them, I'm going to withhold my blessings if you don't straighten up. The things around you are going to evaporate, and it's going to be tough to find anybody with integrity. Did you start to see a pattern here? Are you feeling it? He says in verse 4, I will give children. Now, this sounds kind of cute on the surface, but don't be fooled. I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elders, and the base toward the honorable. When a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, you have clothing, you be our ruler. And let these ruins be on your power or be under your power or control. Verse 7, in that day, he will protest saying, I cannot cure your ills, for in my house is neither food nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler of the people. Verse 8, for Jerusalem stumbled and Judah is fallen. Why? How come? Because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Do you know anybody that's speaking and doing and planning against the Lord or against the Lord's people? I know a bunch. God says, I'm watching this. God says, I'm watching people who are attacking my people. I'm watching those who have the power to put pressure on other political leaders to release some Christians that are in prison. God says, I'm watching. To provoke the eyes of his glory, verse 9, the look on their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul. Why? Because they have brought evil upon themselves. Notice how evil comes. God doesn't bring the evil. We create the vacuum by backing away from God that evil comes in. Look, we all know this. Why are there so many evil things going on? Because listen, godly people and even good people are quiet. That's why. Why is evil so loud these days? Because good people are quiet. Why is it marching so boldly and getting away with murder, literally? Because good people have sat it out. I would not, listen, I have always respected our law enforcement people. But I tell you what, you could not pay me enough to be a law enforcement agent or officer these days. Because not only are they fighting the evils on the streets, they're fighting the evils on the bench. Would you risk your life to break up some drug ring or some situation or crime that's happening, knowing that the courts are in favor of the perpetrator's rights more than they are of the victims or the police? Not me. But is that not where we're at? Isn't it tough to find integrity today? It's amazing. And you look at this, and it's, when he says, I will give children as your princes, the word here, that sounds nice. Oh, isn't that sweet, little children? No, the word means spoiled little brats, not of kids, but adults who are acting like spoiled little brats. That's what he's saying. I'll give you kids for leaders. All they'll think about is themselves. Mine, mine, me, mine, mine, mine. Forget you, my policies. Forget your future, my future. Isn't that amazing? And he says there that in verse 5, the child... this is the word youth or teen. The teen will be insolent toward the elders, to those who are in authority. It's a good thing that doesn't happen. Where would we be if that happened? Wow. It's amazing to me when it says, and because of a lack of integrity, look at verse 6, that there'll be a day in Israel that Isaiah's prophesying to them, that it's going to be so bad trying to find somebody to lead that has integrity, the people will get so desperate, they're going to find some poor guy who's got a coat. Look in verse 6, it says, hey, you got a coat? That's a nice jacket. You be our leader. You look at that in your Bible. Solomon said, "Nothing. There's nothing new under the sun." Are you guys all listening? You're so quiet. Listen, because of a lack of integrity, they will panic. They can't find leaders. Some poor schmo is going to walk by with a nice coat on, and they're going to say, that guy looks presidential. Get him to lead us. And the guy goes, I can't do it. And they go, no, it's okay. You look good. Just do it. Does that sound familiar? For everybody, it doesn't matter if you have any qualifications or not. We want this. It's just, nothing's changed. When there's a lack of integrity, people look around and go, golly, that's a nice coat. You should lead us. That's the requirements. You have a nice coat? Really? It's funny because I used to work for a major, global, massive corporation. We had like 600,000 employees for real. It was insane. And the presidents would come every so often. The presidents of that global corporation, they would come. Our division happened to be a real moneymaker. And so they liked it. So they would come down to John Wayne Airport, fly in, and our offices were across the street. And all these guys they're giants, physical giants. I noticed this after I was there for 13 years. These guys would come in, entourage, you know, all this stuff. And these guys are all like this tall. And they were perfect. They were like King Saul. They were perfect human beings. And when they came in, you went, seriously, I'm serious, I'm telling you. And they were the front guy for the entire corporation. They looked presidential. They looked successful. They walk in the room, you go, sign, whatever you're doing, sign me up. You know what I'm saying? It's very powerful, you know. Red tie. It's amazing. That's not how God picks leaders. He doesn't do it that way. That's not where you'll find integrity. In 1 Samuel 16:7, the Bible tells us, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I've refused him. For the Lord does not see as a man sees, for a man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, which is the seat of integrity. This is a great chapter to poke fun at politicians, and I'm just getting warmed up. America, the only way America's going to recover, I told you on Sunday, is by revival among God's people. The answer's not in the State House or in the White House. The answer's in this house. If God's people will seek the Lord's face, then he'll begin to heal our land. It starts with us. But we don't need any more politicians. We need statesmen. A politician is concerned about how he's going to get elected next time. And he makes all, or she makes all their decisions based upon, how's this going to affect me in 4 years? What's in it for me in 4 years? Are you with me, everybody? That's a politician. Statesmen, they make decisions for the next generation. They don't care if they win or lose. They're going to do what's right, no matter how it plays out in the morning polls. Because they have so much integrity, they make the right decision, no matter what you cry about. You see, they're going to do what's right or what's legal. Jesus said in John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance. Why did he say that? Because we do that, don't we? But judge with righteous judgment, Jesus said. That's a great word. And so we're asking, how's it going when God withholds blessings in verses 10 to 15, when leadership can't be found? What a sad day that is. Look at verse 10. Say to the righteous, and mark this, everybody, get your highlighter out. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Mark verse 10. It's like an oasis in the middle of the desert. Whew! Thank you, Lord. Listen, don't answer. Just to yourself. Do you want to do what God wants you to do? Then say, I say to you, it will be, or it shall be well with you, for you shall eat the fruit of your doings. That's what that means. And by the way, it shall be well with them. The word means in the end. That's what that means, in the end. If you desire righteousness, in the end, it ends well for you. It's going to work. Listen, that's what you're concerned about. That's what you and I are concerned about, is how this ends. Do you ever think like that, you guys? Do you ever get that little spark in your head for a second about, how am I going to finish my life? Do you ever think like that? Because I was studying this, and I took a break today, and I'm just being honest with you. Out in the backyard, and I'm hosing the leaves. I know you're not supposed to do that in the middle of a drought, but my God's made all the water there is. He's not going to make any more. And there, I figured, Lord, if you're in this, have water come out of my hose. And it did, so I used it. Because I'm studying for the message and took that break, I was doing that, and just out of nowhere, the thought came, and then a prayer came out of my mouth. Lord, just please make me finish well. You ever think like that? Make me finish well. Man. And it's pretty terrifying. You look around. Now, granted, I mean, a lot of pastors in America today are falling off the grid. But it's not like you couldn't see it coming. for them. I mean, watch out, you know? But this goes for all of us. Don't isolate yourself. Don't get yourself off in some other part of the world where nobody can see your life. That's dangerous. Don't be somebody in secret that you can't be publicly. Why? Because you're setting yourself up for not ending well. But the Lord says, if you want righteousness, it's going to end well with you. Isn't that good? So here's what you and I are to do. We're to test and check and monitor our hearts. Lord, keep me on the right path and wanting what you want. But leadership's going to be hard to find. Woe, verse 11, woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with them or with him. Because, why? Because the reward of his hands shall be given him. Wow. Why are the wicked going to have a rough time? Because God's going to give them what they wanted. Isn't that crazy? You need to get this. Why would your God of love send people to hell? He doesn't. People sign up for hell. They're trying to get in there. You see, what do you mean? When they say, I don't want to believe in God. I'm angry at your God. I'm not going to read the Bible. I've got so much to argue with him about. And they won't even get to know him. They won't even get answers. And they, as it were, crawl over the body of Jesus Christ to get into hell. You got to admit, it's got to be tough to get into hell. You've got to constantly reject, as we saw on Sunday, the Holy Spirit's advances. He's always telling you, you need my son. Now, as a Christian, it's awesome because he's saying, you got my son. But the decision's yours. And so here the Bible says you want righteousness or you don't, because based on your choosing, it's going to be really kind of rotten for you. He can only give you what you've asked for. But he says, verse 12, as for my people, children or childish leaders are their oppressors. And women, now hang on. And women rule over them. Oh, my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. The word women here is not just, God doesn't have it out for women. He loves women. He created woman. He created us first. Guys probably looked at us and said, I don't know. we'll do a revision too on this. I'm kidding, of course, but. Have you ever been to a museum? You like museums? I love museums. I'm a freak about museums. You never knew that about me, did you? I love them. If I'm in some country and I've got a layover, I'm going straight to the Louvre, or I'm going to go to the London. I love them. But you know, it's funny because these artists, I've seen David. Now David's, you know David? Michelangelo's David? Now that, I don't know, as far as I can remember, that's like the only naked guy around that works. David. You know what I'm talking about? The statue of David. But paintings and carvings are predominantly of females. Now, maybe I'm biased because I'm a guy. But a guy kind of looks like a dump truck. You know what I'm talking about? God honors women. Guys are like, you know, it's like the cleanup crew. But God has honored women. From a woman comes the Messiah. From Eve came the human race. I know Adam had a little bit to do with it. But listen, the Bible says she's the mother of all mankind. It never says Adam is the father of all mankind. Isn't that interesting? And the Bible says that the husband is to so love his wife like Jesus loved the church. So go figure that one out. That's awesome. So when it says here that part of the curse is that women will rule, number one, it means they can't find any men. Number two is that this, as you will see in a moment, this is a brazen, hard group of women in charge. These are not women. These are women weirdos. It's just interesting. We'll see this. It's good. If I stay true to time, I better now after saying that stay true to time to. But he says it's going to, look, verse 11, he says, woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with them. It's an amazing word. The word ill here means that they are going to, listen to this, they're going to receive inside of themselves illness. It means to have illness, as it were, embedded in them. Whatever their decisions are regarding the wicked, it causes something on the inside. This is not like a cold or the flu. This is an illness that is born out of spiritual error. But listen, the end of it is a physical curse in them. This is serious. And this is almost 3,000-year-old stuff. Why do I bring it up? Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. This sounds like some programs or movies today, is it not? Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. That's a serious statement. They exchange, whoever these people are, they exchange the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature or nature or creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, So How's It Going? Part 1. Thanks for listening. Proverbs 23 tells us that riches will fly off to the sky like an eagle, while Isaiah urges us to seek the Lord while he may be found. So How's It Going? Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. One way to get lots of good instruction and have quality Christian resources at your fingertips is to download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. All of our Real Life media presentations are there, along with devotions from Pastor Jack, how to know God as your personal Savior, and how that applies to your life. All that, and you'll get immediate access to Pastor Jack's Facebook channel. And when you tap on what's called the Tools and Resources tab, you can get what we like to call real-life basics. Some of our video titles include What is a Christian? How to Grow in Christ? What if I Sin? There are also videos on how I can share what Christ has done for me, the Holy Spirit, our helper, the Bible, how can I understand it, and a lot more. We trust that the resources this app makes available will be incredibly valuable and a part of your Christian walk. You've heard us say many times on our Real Radio program that it's our hope that through Jesus Christ you will know real life. We really believe that. We're not just saying it. The Real Life mobile app is available on the App Store, Android Market, and on Windows Phone Store. We've also made it available for a download at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to donate, you can do so at Real Life with Jack Hibbs on the app, or just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you need to get a hold of us for any reason, you can call us at 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And don't forget, we have other ways to connect with us, such as Facebook, Instagram, and the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app. Or you can visit our website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And click right there on our contact tab. It's real easy, and we'd be happy to get back to you. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.